Energy fields of your body. Much has been written about energy fields around your physical body. This is not New Age thinking. Ancient esoteric traditions considered these energy fields to be various levels of consciousness that may be altered with spiritual practice, such as yoga or deep meditation. According to different esoteric and mystical traditions, our physical body is the primary vehicle we use on the earth plane. Many levels of energy fields surround our physical body. They have been grouped together and called by different terms depending upon the tradition, such as auras, subtle bodies, biofield, or koshas. People who are able to see auras are able to detect the energy fields surrounding a body. If there is an imbalance or a hole in these fields, the physical body will experience illness or discomfort of some sort, physically, mentally, or emotionally. Various body work, or in some cases spirit releases or soul retrieval, may be necessary to restore a person to balance. Shamans throughout history in various cultures have done this sort of healing. According to esoteric philosophies, there are 4 to 9 different energy fields surrounding your physical body that impacts you, though not consciously. These include the astral, celestial, and other spiritual dimensions. The higher frequency energy fields connect us to one another at the transpersonal or collective soul level. The energy fields closer to your body, which directly affect your physical body, are called the etheric field or subtle body energy fields. Barbara Brennan's work outlines 3 primary ways that people give and receive energy. Her work describes how couples interact energetically as well as group energy. According to Brennan, we generally either take energy from another, get sucked into giving them our energy, or we give and take freely with another without coercion or force. Generally, when we have wounds relating to loving others, we use either of the first 2 ways of getting energy from others. According to the ancient Hindu texts of the Upanishads, sexual union constitutes a fire sacrifice, bringing together the energy of the partners. Kundalini is a sexual energy in its raw form, and through meditation and breathing techniques, it converts into higher spiritual energy, energy vibrating at extremely high frequencies. In order to reach this higher state of spirituality, each partner must open up their body through meditation and breath control so that the Kundalini energy can be released in the right time and manner. In tantric practice, you can achieve spiritual union or moment of enlightenment at the climax of sexual union. Kundalini is considered very powerful sexual and spiritual energy. Kundalini means coiling and is often depicted as a snake spiraling up one's spine. It is metaphoric for the spiraling consciousness and raised energy that occurs as we achieve greater levels of enlightenment and clear thought. Kundalini energy comes forth as powerful sexual energy and is considered the female energy in all of us. The awakening of this energy and the manifestations of its power reveal our potential for creativity and union with the divine source. Kundalini energy also can be felt as a powerful life force that pulses through us during times of intense devotion or ecstatic spiritual practice. When you feel Kundalini surge through you, it often feels like intense arousal. Indeed, most people who write about Kundalini caution people against trying to open up too quickly to this energy because your physical body could not handle such extreme energy. Kundalini energy is considered so intense that if one hasn't prepared for it through study and practice, the result of unleashed Kundalini would be extreme, resulting in physical or emotional illness, even madness. Chakras are another way that you can think of energy moving through and around your bodies. Chakras are energy centers that correspond to different areas of your body. In the Hindu tradition, the chakras are considered psychic centers that correspond to different levels of consciousness. They are thought to be situated in the etheric or subtle body, not the physical body. More Western interpretations of the chakras situate them along the spine, starting in the sacrum and raising up to the head. Regardless of the tradition to explain the chakras, all traditions indicate that each chakra corresponds to a different aspect of your life. The common understanding is that there are 7 major chakras, and each chakra has a different energy and serves a different purpose in your life. It is believed that upper chakras, higher in the body, refer to the higher levels of spiritual consciousness. Integrating your physical body with higher level spiritual energy involves clearing and opening all seven chakras so that energy can flow through you more easily. Understanding the chakra system may give some insights to success or challenges you have in relationships or other areas of your life. If a chakra is blocked or too open, you will experience an illness or emotional difficulty in the domain of that chakra. Acupuncture, yoga, craniosacral therapy, Reiki, and other forms of healing are good options for clearing blocks in certain chakras and allowing your energy to flow more evenly. If you are interested to learn more details, there are many books on chakras. I merely want to introduce the chakras and how they work in your life and relationships. This framework will help you see the connection between your physical body as a vessel for channeling spiritual energy with or without your partner, and for health and vitality on many levels. The first chakra is often referred to as the root chakra, and it corresponds to the base of the spine. It has to do with our survival instincts and feelings of being safe and grounded on the physical level. If this chakra is blocked, you likely will feel continually insecure about basic survival needs, such as food or shelter or safety. This chakra serves your sense of self-preservation. The second chakra, often referred to as the spleen or sacrum chakra, corresponds to the lower abdomen and genital area. It is important to sexual energy and creativity. Many people who have imbalance here will either be too sexual or shut down sexually with others. This chakra may also correspond to wild ecstatic states of energy that can result in bursts of extreme creativity. This center serves your sense of self-gratification. The third chakra corresponds to the solar plexus, or gut area. The solar plexus is where many consider our life force energy to be centered. In martial arts, it's referred to as hara energy. If this area is blocked, you may experience various organ illnesses or a wide range of emotional instabilities. This chakra serves your sense of ego, will, or power. The fourth chakra, known as the heart chakra, corresponds to our heart and lungs, and extends out the arms and hands. It is associated with issues related to relationships and deeper loving of parents, children, or ourselves. If this chakra is blocked, you may feel shut off from others emotionally or unable to open up in loving ways. When this chakra is open and energy is flowing well, you will experience the integration of love and deep peace. This center serves your sense of self-acceptance and compassion. The fifth chakra, the throat chakra, corresponds to the ability to communicate thoughts and feelings effectively. It is associated with being able to speak your truth, to feel you are being heard by others, and not being silenced. If this area is blocked, you will feel you cannot express yourself safely or that others will not listen to what you have to say. This center serves in self-expression and creativity through language or sound vibrations. The sixth chakra corresponds to the mid-forehead, referred to as the third eye chakra. This chakra is associated with light, seeing life clearly, and using intuition effectively. If this chakra is blocked, you fail to see things as they are or not see the bigger picture of life. When open, this chakra allows you to experience higher levels of spiritual consciousness. This chakra serves the ability for self-reflection and deeper wisdom. The seventh chakra, corresponding to the top of the head, is known as the crown chakra. This is considered the channel to spirit. If this chakra is open, you can draw down fully the energy from source. It is your connection that allows you to receive messages from spiritual guides or connect to etheric images. If this chakra is blocked, you will feel disconnected from your divine essence and may not trust spiritual messages. This chakra helps you achieve transcendent knowledge, understanding, and connection to the oneness. In summary, the chakras correspond to places in your body where energy can flow easily or be blocked. Each chakra represents different qualities that are needed to build a whole and integrated life. No chakra is more or less important than the other. They all form a unified system of energy that flows through you. When fully opened and integrated, you achieve wholeness and balance.